What's up, everybody? Nate Bailey, LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle. Today, I wanted to talk about focus and more so getting more focused and truly talking about the one thing. There's a book called The One Thing by, I believe, Gary Keller. And I actually just saw a post by Ryan Stuman, aka the Hardcore Closer, talking about the one thing and how he was answering the question that he gets often about people asking him why he is successful or how he became so successful. And then in his answer, he was talking about how he was consistent, and for over 5 years now, he has not deviated from that plan, and he has continued to do the one thing that he had set out to do. And how he has looked and seen countless times people that he's been friends with for over 2 years that on Facebook that they're doing something completely different now than they were 2 years ago. And so this concept of one thing, yes, it can relate to, you know, sticking to the plan and sticking to what it is that you're doing, and not continually jumping from business to business, job to job, or whatever it might be, but staying consistent, staying focused, and staying in for the long haul, when in reality, I mean, you know, in this case, 5 years really isn't that long, but I mean, it does seem like a long time when you're continuing to just stay in the fight, stay continually doing what it is that you were doing, knowing that eventually if you continue to show up every single day and do the simple work, the work that needs to be done, that's necessary and required, excuse me, to get you to where you want to be, that eventually it will happen, and if anything, you'll just outlast the competition. Because in today's society, again, it's like this, the new shiny object syndrome that we have in society, that we get bored easily, and we want to continue to keep things fresh, and you know, we want to, you know, all the materialistic technology items and things, cell phones, you know, I get sick of my cell phone after 1 year. What's wrong with my cell phone? My cell phone is fine. It works just great. But, you know, I like having a new cell phone. There's something exciting about having that new cell phone. It goes the same for cars and vehicles, and people continually wanting to upgrade into a new vehicle every few years when they can't afford it. They can't afford to pay the bills, and in some instances to even put food on the table properly for their family, but yet they'll want to go out and roll a bunch of debt that they have from one vehicle into another so that they can just have this brand new ride. And so when we're talking about the one thing, is, you know, you can talk about it as, you can continue to break it down as small as you can, and continue to just do the one thing that's right in front of you in that moment, in that time. Because when we start to deviate from the one thing, or the one day at a time, we start to think about the future and tomorrow and a week from now and a month from now and a year from now, depending on how big of a target we have set out for us and how long it's going to take us to get there. And what can happen, and what happens more often than not, is instead of staying focused and motivated, we start to realize how much work it's actually going to take and how much time it's actually going to take, and your mind starts to wander about how there must be something easier out there for me to do to be successful. And unfortunately, there is nothing worth having is easy. But your mind continues to try and play these tricks on you, and continues to try to talk you out of doing the difficult things, the necessary things, the required things that need to be done to get you to that ultimate point of where it is that you're trying to achieve. So focus on one day at a time, one thing at a time, one task at a time. I mean, we have people that can't even focus on one task. because they have five other things on their mind, and so they're trying to do six things at once, and they can't even do one of them properly because they'll bounce from one thing to the other, and before you know it, you forget the first thing that you started. And people will actually go through their days like this. And just thinking about that just frustrates me and gives me anxiety and stress, just thinking about trying to accomplish all these different things, because I've been there myself as well. But what I can really started to embrace the concept of the one day at a time. Yes, we need to think out into the future and figure out what it is or where it is that we want to go, or what we want, or what we want to be, and put that plan in place. But once that plan is in place, we focus on our actions on one day at a time, one thing at a time. Not worried about tomorrow or the next day. Just worried about today. Not worried about the past and the failures or the successes that we might have had in the past, thinking that successes just could carry over and continue to give us more success, which is false. Or thinking about our failures, which is going to stop us from taking action into the future and into today. So just thinking about today, being in the moment, thinking about the one thing that's in front of you, knocking that out, knocking that off the list, and continuing to drive forward one thing at a time, one day at a time. In the book, One Thing, there's an excerpt from that talks about Jerry Seinfeld, and he was talking to a comedian. The comedian was asking them, you know, how he was so successful. And the short story of it is that Jerry was telling this comedian that he would make sure that he was practicing or doing his craft every day, which meant he was writing jokes every single day, writing content every day, practicing his craft, his profession, being a comedian, getting out there, performing. And so every day he had a calendar, and he would take a big red Sharpie and he would cross off that day once he had accomplished his work for the day, which was every single day he was going to do some work. He was going to write some content. He was going to write some jokes. And once that was done, he got to reward himself by crossing off a day on the calendar. And as you can imagine, as those red X's start to accumulate, you get excited because you can see the work that you've done. The X's represent the amount of work that he had done. The X's also represent the fact that he has done it every day. And so there's excitement there. And so when you wake up on the day that you might not have felt like wanting to do the work, you see that calendar with all these red X's sitting there, and you know that you have to, because you don't want there to be an empty day on the calendar in between a bunch of other X's. And so that's just a simple way that you could apply that to your life. Get a fresh calendar. That's the only good reason I can think of having a calendar in today's day and age. An actual calendar, wall calendar, you know what I'm talking about, from 20 years ago. Hanging on your wall so that you can physically cross off a day each and every day after you do the work. The one thing that you need to do every single day to get you to where it is that you want to be. And eventually, you'll be like Ryan Stuman, the hardcore closer, 5 years from now, looking back, answering all these people on how you've become so successful, and looking at everyone else and realizing some of the similar things that a lot of the people around you haven't gotten to where it is that they said that they wanted to go, because number one, they probably weren't clear on where it was that they really wanted to be, and they continued to keep chasing the new and the fresh thing instead of doing the one thing over and over and over and over again, one day at a time. So I love you guys, honor you guys, appreciate you guys for listening to this podcast, continuing to lead and live out the legacy lifestyle. Check us out at www.livealegacylifestyle.com. Hope you guys have a great day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.